Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
So our next interview is here. Hi.
Hello. How's it going?
It's good. How's it going with you?
Thank God. Yeah. Having a good time here, learning a lot about startups and investors and everybody.
You want to tell our viewers a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. So my name is Arya Rappaport. I'm the founder of Findable.co. We're on a mission to help people find jobs and help businesses find people. And that's what we're doing here. We're here to learn from investors about what their expectations are. We've basically in the beta process. In the next month or two, we're live now, but in the next month or two, we'll be 100% with God's help.
Okay.
And that's it. Yeah.
All right. How does Findable.co work?
So basically, we're a platform.
Okay.
Where we help people create resumes on one hand. That is really cool. It's digital and it's standardized. So people, it's very easy to create it. Actually, the largest amount of text you can write is 150 letters. So it's very easy to do, very easy for HR managers to understand who the person is. Like I said, it's digital, so you could see how many people viewed you, where in the world they viewed you from, which companies viewed you.
Wow.
So they could also use it to download, and so they could use it in an interview when they apply to companies.
Okay.
It's free, doesn't cost any money, and so on one hand, that's the applicant side.
Right.
It's pretty much a 24/7 career fair, right? And the opposite side is we have businesses that come and actively search for candidates, for people looking for jobs.
Right.
So that's one aspect. The third aspect is companies could also use us as an applicant tracking system. So they could, if they have job posts that they do on LinkedIn, Indeed, Monster, they could forward those applicants to Findable, and they could also forward applicants from their job page, their career page. And so they could have one place where they search for somebody, let's say marketing, New York City, 5 to 7 years experience, graduated from Harvard, works at Google, search. They find everybody that matches what they're looking for, not only who applied to them, but also people that are actively looking for jobs, that created resumes. So we're trying to be like the solution. So if you're a job seeker and you're depressed because companies don't get back to you,
right?
If you're a company spending a ton of money on applicants that are irrelevant,
right?
You could come search. It only costs 30, 40 cents to contact an applicant.
What?
So we're trying to like remove the recruiters and everybody who charges a ton of money,
right?
And give direct access.
And I could just put in whatever keywords I want
from the business side and from the applicant
side.
Yeah, you could. It was designed to really be flexible. Anybody, you could be a singer and you could have the resume, you could be a programmer or a financier, you could be any type of field. It's standardized, so everybody has the same resumes. What's also cool is like there's no discrimination. So you don't know age, cut, like no race, no. It's like the business searches for the capability and they find the most suitable applicant.
So as an applicant, let's say because we're from Florida, so let's say I want to move to the West Coast. Can I put in like the city I'm looking for the job in and all of
you could put in your current location, which locations you're interested in. So when a company from Florida is looking for a specific capability, you would pop up.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, one of the really cool things also is that applicants could also put in their salary expectation. So when a business does the search, they don't only find people who match what they're looking for, but it's the lowest salary expectation on top. So as you go down, it gets more expensive. So we're providing, and we're basically increasing competition also for applicants and also for businesses.
And as a business, I want to kind of save some money.
Yeah, of course.
So if I find a guy that is comparable with me, that can do the job for the least amount of money, I'm just going to hire that guy.
And they match those skills that you put in. So if they don't match the
skills. I want 7 years experience. I want Harvard graduate, and then I get all of them, but whoever wants the lowest salaries at the top.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you could contact all of them. It's 30, 40 cents to contact. So really, we're really trying to help businesses find the most suitable applicants and help candidates, job seekers that are actively looking for a job, have businesses just apply to them. So if they want to apply to other companies, let them do that. But here's a way, easy to create a resume and be on a live 24/7 career fair where companies could randomly apply to you without you spending a lot of time.
How far down in the pipeline is the service? Is it live and ready to go?
So the applicant side is live. Anybody could create a resume, go to findable.co. It's live, create it, and promote yourself online on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter.
Okay.
For the business side, we're going through the business phase of beta.
Okay.
We already have a couple of customers that are testing it. We're improving the flow. We're making sure that everything, but it works. It works. Okay. It's functioning. We're just fine-tuning now.
That's awesome.
But so it works, and anybody who is obviously a business that wants to sign up and create a resume, we'd be happy to help in every way, inform, help them find the job.
I really love this because it kind of like adds like a higher level of connectivity between like the companies and the applicants.
Yeah.
Like it just, you can find it.
That's our mission.
Exactly. It's
to
awesome.
To increase direct connection.
I love that. So as an applicant, would you be able to like say what your status is? Like for example, I'm a student. Would I be able to like mark myself as I need an internship?
Sure. You could say you're looking for an internship, a part-time job, a full-time job. Companies could search for internship, part-time jobs, full-time jobs. So it's really, you know, we want to give the businesses, obviously we're going to add a lot more services and capabilities. This is MVP. Mm-hmm. So this is the most narrowest possible thing, but yeah, definitely.
So is it a resume and also like a survey that like talks about like kind of what other skills you have, or is it all included in the resume?
No, so we have a section where you could write skills, and you could write any skills you want, and you could categorize how good you are with the skills.
So like as a business looking for, I can type in skills as keywords.
You could kill it, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
and
man.
And not only that, you could also type in skills as keywords, and then you could see basic, good, or expert, and then you could find the people that are good or expert or basic, right, in whatever those fields are. You know, that's really like... one of the things we're also going to be doing is enabling people to differentiate themselves. So background checks to make sure that they're able to, if you're a company looking for like more higher end people.
Right.
So, yeah, that's
solid.
That's awesome.
Listen, if you know anybody looking for a job, it's free, and we're really a mission-driven company.
And you said it was like 30.
$0.30
for
to contact an applicant.
Okay, from
the business side. Again, we're trying to remove the middlemen and give direct access. So it's also good for the applicant. It's also good for the business. We don't take any other commissions or anything.
Do I get as an applicant? Do I get notifications when a business wants to contact me, or is it like an email?
He contacts you directly.
Message?
He contacts you. You get an email. Literally, you could be vacationing, and you'll get an email from a company.
Set up an interview.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's a company. You see the company. You see the name, the email, the person. So we also enable the applicant to decide if they're interested in the company or not. And so they can make that type of decision.
There's no reason not to use this. Like, if you're looking for a job,
exactly,
you can use multiple avenues, mm-hmm, but still use this.
100%.
And the company also has a profile. So, like... can you see if you're interested in the company just through the app as well?
So as of right now, no.
Okay.
We do provide a list of companies that are on there, but as of now, it's applicants can't contact that. Yeah, yeah. We make sure that company is serious, that they're actively looking to hire. We're not just having random people reach out to applicants. But
For example, like if the company reached out to an applicant and the applicant's trying to figure out if like the company is right for them or not, you wouldn't be able to find out more information through the app?
No.
Okay.
As of now, no.
Okay.
That's more like a glass door.
Yeah.
Which eventually, with God's help, we'll enable to
further
do.
Down,
where you could rate them and you could find them. But as of now, it's like create a resume, promote yourself, be on a platform where businesses are searching for you. It's free.
So what are your collision plans?
So basically, this is my first conference.
Okay.
Until now, we've been working on this for almost 2 years. And this is my first conference I'm going to, tech, startup, investors. I pretty much bootstrapped this company until now.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just looking for other companies, startups, to see, hear their ideas, meet investors, see what type of requirements they have to raise money. I'm here to learn. I'm here to... suck it all in, experience the New Orleans collision vibe. And having a great time. It's really cool. Awesome. Meeting a lot of really interesting startups, and I'm very happy to be here.
Awesome, man.
What are your future goals for this company?
Sure. So really what I'm trying to do is, if you have an idea and you want to manufacture something in Beijing, right now it would take you months to hire people, cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's very inefficient. For me, it should not take you more than a day and more than $3 to $5. You know, contact 5, 10, 15 people, Skype interview them. They speak French and English and Hindi and Chinese and Mandarin. And all the information is out there in the world today, but it's not integrated. It's not competitively priced. It's inefficient. And so really we want to be a platform that enables job seekers from around the world to be on a platform of active job seekers, and where businesses are constantly hiring really quickly, really efficiently, really affordably. And basically, because what's happening with inefficiency is, not only are job seekers very depressed about it because they aren't getting hired, they feel depressed, they feel companies don't need them, it's a horrible time, but companies also aren't able to grow. And they have business, they have money, they want to make the investment, but they're sort of unable to find the right people. And that's horrible for everybody. So we're trying to create a global platform that enables companies and job seekers from around the world, all fields, to be able to find, for companies to find who they need at a competitive price and hire them really quickly, really efficiently, really affordably.
Which is awesome.
And for only a couple of bucks to hire, as opposed to now recruiters take 20, 40% commission.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
So if you're a company, you only have 100 grand to spend, 20, 40% commission is a lot of money. You're either not going to hire or you're going to pay a lot less. So we're trying to decrease that expense dramatically, make it a lot more efficient.
Awesome.
So if our viewers wanted to find out more about your company and how to connect with the platform, where can they go and what can they do?
Go to www.findable.co. It works. It's functioning. And besides that, one last point is, we're out there hustling to get more companies on there. So it's like, besides you just creating a resume and applying on your own, we're actively, we have an interest in helping you find the job, you know? So, yeah.
Thank you very much for stopping by and talking to us.
Thank you for
really
taking
the time.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a good rest of your conference.
Thank you, too.